and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is Be Who You Are. We see so often how each of you compare yourself to others, to a format that society has held up of what you need to be, what you should be. And then you keep your eyes on that model or on that picture, and you often find yourself falling short and then becoming discouraged and wondering how you can try harder to meet those requirements of that model, of that picture. We ask you to pause here and come back home to yourself, to who you are, your true nature, which is magnificent, because you alone can be you. You are a unique manifestation of infinite God, all creative source. You are a special and unique expression of this infinite creative source. So turn inward and spend time exploring who you are, your gifts, because those gifts are from God, and they have been given to you, so they are manifested on the earth plane. This is your job. This is your assignment. This is your purpose. So, looking within, what pops up for you? What comes up that is special, unique? Is it your loving, compassionate heart, your service-oriented being, your sharp mathematical mind, your ability to parent with consciousness and share with others who are parents as well, your ability to lead in the political realm or as a community service member, your knowingness of what the planet needs now. It goes on and on, because the God that created this realm and created you is infinite. And again, reminding you that your job on earth now is to express those unique qualities and gifts that God has given you, and God is shining through you. These gifts, these talents, are not to be a burden to you, or for you to believe that you personally are in charge of these. They are who you are, your divine nature and quality. So can you see then how important it is for you to be who you are, not anyone else, not anyone else that others have said you need to be like or pattern yourself after? The collective consciousness and society's voice can be very, very loud, starting from when you were a tiny being. And so many of you have been trying to stay in step with this and develop yourselves along those lines. Come back home to who you truly are. Be who you are. Live the life that is intended for you. Because as you do, you are fulfilling God's promise through you. You are fulfilling the healing energy and vibration that is needed on earth right now. This is why your presence is here on earth right now, is to manifest and bring forward who you are according to the design of the God that created this realm and all of life on earth to the very detail. We ask you in this coming week to reflect on this and perhaps even to see how far off-center you have allowed yourself to travel. Not to beat yourself up, but simply to observe the choices that you have made in life, the path that you have taken, and to see how in alignment this is with your true being, your true nature, who you truly are. Do not harm yourself in this process. Only come home to the truth, because that is the beginning point for you, the truth. And then you will continue on from this truth of who you are, so that you can be who you are. Much will come to you, greater awareness and understanding in ways and in areas that you perhaps have not explored before. We thank you for your courage to do this, your boldness, your willingness to come home to the truth of who you truly are. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.